percentage would you say your knee is right now?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to the doc and see what's going on. It's been some swelling lately. I was trying to play through the injury the last 2 weeks, and you know, we'll see what happens. But you know, it's just good to get back out here and just get going and try to get adjusted. I'm still getting adjusted to this this number here. But you know, but it's all good. I don't think the NBA allows it anyway. That's the problem. So 25 it is. I don't want to give you, I don't want to tell you anything I don't know yet. That's why I'm going to meet with the doctor today and go from there. I'm going to go up and get some treatment and get these plays down, and go from there.
How long did you say you've been injured?
At least 2 weeks. That San Antonio injury is when I injured myself at San Antonio. Is when it was there, we did the treatment and stuff, and it was still bothering me. Just tried to just keep playing, be hard-headed, not listen to your body. And, it's been some swelling. And the day of the trade is when I actually told him that I wanted to get an MRI. And we looked at it, and next thing I know, I got traded. So, so I just want to deal with this and just keep rolling.
Would it be tough not to be out there on Thursday?
Yes. This trade happened. I wanted to be out there, in San Antonio. We had a long day of physicals already, so it will be tough. But it's just about just being smart, and it's it's a long season, so we're just gonna take it step by step.
When does it aggravate you the most, outside?
A little bit of everything right now. So I mean, it's no real particular going one way feels good. So I heal like a young guy, but we'll see what happens. It was just a weird land from, you talking about the original injury. Yeah, it was just did a spin move, did a layup, and as I was landing, it was just some excruciating pain, and I don't know. They told me it was some swelling under the kneecap at the time, and so the swelling has come back a little bit, so we're gonna see what it is. We've gone through all, it's been going, so we really haven't had a chance to even talk about it anyway. So, I don't really know what the picture showed.
Mm-hmm. Where did the three of you watch the game last
night? At a restaurant, actually. Yeah.
Got out in the spot. Anybody?
Nah, not at all. One guy. They were nice about it, cool about it, but it's one of those. Oh, hey, that's right. You are here now. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I am. So it was pretty cool.
Any particular reason for the 25? Or was it PBT?
It was kind of what was left. I wanted to go to low numbers, and all of the lower numbers were taken. So 15 was, I was trying to politic as much as I could, but big fella there took it. So it's cool. I've worn 25. Sorry, I worn 25. I think one time in my life in like an All-Star game. So it's one of those things where you just think back. Okay, what of all the numbers I've worn? Well, let me think. 15 and 15 and 15 and 15. So, I recall one time wearing 125, and I actually wore eight and nine. Gonna go that one. Well, a guy Dan Marley wore number 9, so I guess I can't wear that one. And Channing has 8, so my options were cut in half. I was gonna do 1, then I was gonna do 5. It was all over the place. Then I was gonna do 6. My options were it was just terrible. So there you go. So that's how 25 pretty much came to the light.
People have talked about your age, but on this team, you've got Grant, you've got Nash that are older.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. They've accomplished great things, and they're playing great. Grant is playing unbelievable basketball right now. Reminds me of the Grant of Detroit, if you would. I mean, just attacking, pull-ups, rebounding, just doing it all. And that's motivating. When you hear that, they're always talking about, you're older, you're this, that, and the other. And then you look at these guys who are doing great things in the league, it's like, hey, I'm okay with being with this group.
Are you encouraged about what could happen with your knee because of what you heard about the training staff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just in general, you look at, like I said, these guys' age and the way they're playing right now, they're playing great basketball, playing as good as anybody out there. That is definitely encouraging. And that's why once the trade happened, I tried to get down here as quickly as possible. You know, you had to tell some of the family and friends, like, hey, I got to go. Because, you know, they all ask, when are you leaving? I'm like, well, I'm already here, you know, type of thing. But I wanted to get down here, get acclimated, meet with the staff and you know, some, well, the guys on the road. But also meet with the staff and kind of just get rolling.